The National Marine Fisheries Service annual summer surveys across the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands came back with the not good news. Miranda Westfall is the state's area management biologist based in Unalaska.
Overall, you know, we've been seeing the last couple of seasons of them surveying that crab stocks in general have been on the decline. So this season certainly wasn't a surprise for anyone either.
The news releases from Fish and Game trickled out all last week. First, the quota for the Bristol Bay Red King Crab, which opens this Saturday, will be cut 15%. Then announcements came for the closure of Pribilof Red and Blue King Crab, then the closure of Tanner Crab, and closure of St. Matthew Island Blue King Crab. The last announcement of a near 50% reduction of the snow crab harvest came out Thursday. Westfall says crabs are very cyclical, and she hopes to see things improve soon.
I kind of feel like just looking at past fishery data, past stock data, that we're just in one of the low cycles right now. The NIMS trawl survey happens every summer, and so we'll just kind of have to wait and see what it looks like next summer. But the hope is that it will turn around fairly quickly.
The BSAI crab industry is worth hundreds of millions every year. For example, in 2014, 108 vessels fished, employing 1,200 crew, and they caught some 81 million pounds of crab with an ex-vessel value of $246 million. The wholesale value of the processed poundage was even higher. The Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation has 9 vessels that fish crab. CEO Norm Van Vactor says these reductions and closures will be costly to the tune of millions of dollars for BBEDC.
There's less crab for the boats to catch. There's less crab for our salespeople to sell. There's less opportunity on a dollar, you know, on a margin basis per pound for BBEDC to generate revenue. And of course, as we all know, it's these types of revenue that feed and support our programs.
Right now, BBEDC and other crabbers are making some hard choices on how to optimize the efficiency of their fishing fleets this season. Snow crab and Bristol Bay Red King crab open Saturday.
Do we tie a boat up? Do we move quota from one boat to the rest of the boats that are fishing? Do we just kind of share the pain equally between the vessels? Because remember, you know, we're in this as partners with other people and with the crew, quite frankly. And so everybody kind of shares in the good times and everybody shares in the bad times.
Decisions about crab harvest quotas are made after the NIMS summer trawl survey data is in. Van Vactor says there are questions about how effective that effort really is right now in determining how many crab are on the Bering Sea floor.
There is a strong feeling, and we're certainly seeing it in our other fisheries, and in particular around our cod boats. They're seeing more crab than they've ever seen in a long time. So the feeling is that we are dealing with changing water temperatures. You know, we've had a warm blob, if you will, in the Gulf of Alaska. There have been different temperature currents in the Bering Sea. And the feeling is that the crab resource is probably actually quite healthy, but they're just not in their traditional areas.
Van Vactor says industry is lobbying hard for the North Pacific Council and the state of Alaska to consider changes to the way that trawl survey is done. Those conversations will continue this fall and winter. Nothing is likely to alter what is now set to be a poor year with limited opportunities for crabbing in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands fisheries. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.